Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your girl, Jazz, and welcome to Urban Therapy. For my returning listeners, welcome back. To my new listeners, welcome to the Urban Therapy family. I just want to start this episode off by saying, first and foremost, I apologize for releasing this on Tuesday night instead of Mondays. I try to be very consistent, y'all, but I was basically in Atlanta at the Millennial Social Work Conference, so that's why I wasn't able to release the episode on Monday, but I'm getting back on the track of things. But this episode today, I'm going to title it The Marathon Continues. And basically, I was inspired by this episode, The Marathon Continues, from the conference I just left. And basically, y'all, during this Millennial Social Worker Conference, I just met so many social workers who are just doing their thing. A lot of Black women, you know, women who look like me, who are just bosses and just doing amazing things, like, in the social work field. And I was just so inspired. And God is so intentional, y'all. And I just want to let you know that continue, y'all, like, just to chase your dreams and make your dreams into reality. I'm telling you, like, there's so many opportunities out there. We just have to go for it. I just want to just give a shout out to any people I connected with and networked with, at the conference. All of the presenters were amazing. I learned so much. And most importantly, I just learned to just have confidence in my craft, y'all. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, like, urban therapy, me starting this, I didn't know what, like, I'm still constantly, like, praying to God, like, God, like, just move through and in within urban therapy, God. Like, I just know that, and I'm confident urban therapy is going to do wonders. Like I said, y'all, even if I just touch the life of one person and renew the mind of one person, my work is completed with this platform of urban therapy. Like I said, Atlanta, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, when I first went to this conference, girl, the first day, like, I felt like I was so underdressed. Like, everyone had on, like, their suits and their heels and their hair done, nails done, everything. Then I'm like, all right, go ahead, y'all. You know, like, just, I guess, like, everyone was just, you could just tell the room would just feel what people trying to step in their purpose. Like, it was just so refreshing to be around people who are so passionate about just touching the lives of many and doing work. You know, I just feel like this society, like, the world right now is just so lazy in a sense. Like, nobody wants to really put in work. Like, I don't know if the stimulus checks got us like this or what, but, you know, people just don't want to put in work. Like, nobody really wants to work. And to hear these people working hard, and just being, like, these self-made bosses, like, it was just so encouraging. And God is intentional. I need to be at this conference, y'all. I really did. It was amazing experience. I hope that next year, my prayer next year, I'm a prayer to God. And I really want to be a presenter next year, along with probably my mentor, Jackie Philbeck. Shout out to you, girl. And just present some things, because I know within myself that one of my fears, well, God didn't give me the spirit of fear, but I guess something I struggle with is that I feel like that when I talk, people don't really listen. Like, no one really wants to hear what Jasmine has to say, or, you know, like, sometimes I feel like that when I talk, like, am I really getting through to someone? And it's just something that I'm working through. Like, you know, like my voice matters, you know, what I have to say, my word holds weight. And this conference just affirmed that. And, so amazing. But I just want y'all to know that for me, honey, the marathon continues. And that's real. I'm excited for those who's watching my journey and that's on this ride with me. Because, honey, this is about to be a ride. I'm telling you, for what things God has in store for me and just the things that, oh my gosh, that I just feel in my spirit. Like, listen, if you attach to me, you getting this blessing too, honey. That's just what it is. But I encourage y'all to just perfect your craft and walk in your purpose. You better walk in the room like you own it. And that's real. That's real, man. Don't get so lazy and so comfortable. Because I'm not going to lie to you. Me being like in a class where like I don't really know anyone. I'm, you know, shy and stuff. That was uncomfortable. But I know how I had to be in this uncomfortable situations during this weekend at this conference in order for me to grow. So don't just be comfortable all the time, y'all. Step outside of your comfort zone. I'm telling you. It'll be worth it. But y'all, God is good. God is able. And don't stop praying. And that's real. The marathon continues. And you know what it is. That's right. Don't avoid the subject, honey.